grandfather passed, you told me earlier you knew he was watching. So, yeah. Watching that play?
I guess he was watching. He was behind me that day. So, I did a good job of, Uzi did a good job of finding the high slot. So, he was watching above, so obviously that was for him, all my grandfathers. So it's been an emotional, tough days for me, but being with the guys and having them by my side, it's been really good.
Matt, what's finally clicked for you guys in that third period?
I just think, you know, we stuck with it. You know, I thought we did a really good job in the first and second. You know, they're a high, powerful, skilled team, and, you know, they're going to have offense. They're going to generate offense. And I thought we just did a really good job of sticking with it, battling through it. They had some really good hits to get the crowd into it, but we kind of blocked that out, and we stuck with it, and we finally got to our game below the top of the circles, and we finally got the crack.
How tired were you when you're battling for that puck to get Bozak that puck from the corner?
Did I look tired? No. Okay.
Take us through that play. I mean, you first you got to get through your zone. They're checking the heck out of you, and then what happened behind the net? Just take us through.
I just think, I put it back to Dunner. I was building some speed, and Petro made a good play, and the D man poached me, and I tried to chip it over a stick, and, got with it, and there's three guys on my back there, and I was just trying to find the puck in my feet, and I got it loose, and Bozy was high slot. I see him in the glare of my eye, so he did a really good job of finding the soft spot. So good shot.
He's a Blues son.
People have been talking about it for months. When you have the puck, sick, you feel like anybody can get it away.
That's my game. I think, Jeremy. I just think for me, it's one of those things where if I want to stay in this league, I get to continue to play the top of the circles. I know I'm not the fastest guy, but I got to be strong on pucks, win my puck battles, get to the front of net, and create space for my line mates. And, that's what I've been working at. I've worked at it in the summer all the time. So, but my line mates have been really good with me. Thomas is a heck of a player. Bowie's a hell of a player. So we've done a really good job. We complement each other really well. So it's been good. So we just got to continue that.
What do you think of Binnington's playing? What did you think when he got run into there right at the start of the game?
Oh, I thought Biddy was a... He played outstanding. Big save on Scheifele at the end of the game. He looked calm there. So, but the hit, that's part of the game. Jamie, nothing you can do. He was just trying to pass it. That stuff's going to happen throughout the game. So, yeah. So we just got to continue that.
That important. You come right in here and you take home ice away right off the bat. Now you want to get selfish now and try to get both of them, right?
Yeah. We know they're going to come hard in the second game, so we got to find ways to just keep playing what we're doing, sticking with it, battling through it. Their fans are great. They keep them in it, and they're a really high-powered team, like I said. So we just got to continue what we're doing, and good things will happen. But right now that game's over. Now we got to focus on game two.
Was the game what you expected, having not seen the Jets since back in December? Immediately right off the bat, just the interaction between Scheifele and Binnington didn't seem like it took long to get the hate back together.
Yeah, it was good. Great momentum, great hits. Both teams had some great hits, great momentum changes in the game. So both teams battled hard tonight.